The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for being a part of us. What we do here is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. This is Barrington Awaken, and today we want to talk to you about your rights. Before we get into all of that, we need for you to understand that you are the universe. You're not in it, you're a part of it. You're not just a sand on the beach. You are, in fact, the beach or a leaf in the forest. You are the entire forest. You are the universe. We don't know that because we've been told something different. We were told to look outwards for all the answers that we don't understand, or if we don't get it, we always say, if some say, if your God wanted you to know, he would reveal it to you. Well, all of it's been revealed, but based on what we were told in our upbringing, we should look out there for the answers to come to us. Well, you have them inside of you. You've always had them, and you're very, very large. Imagine for a second when you could see the beautiful night sky or the galaxy or everything that surrounds you. Don't think you're in it. It is you that is the entirety of all that exists. You're a part of that great wave. A lot of people don't understand that because we, again, we're told not to see ourselves any bigger than we actually are. We're told to view it and think that we're just a small little particle, and something, some force, some God might come and rescue you one day. Well, we are that big power. Everything you need to realize and wake up to that is to know, to look within. Try to imagine trying to do a search with a flashlight, and anywhere this light projects, you're searching for answers for things that you don't understand. Please be mindful that the object that you hold in your hand, and you call it a flashlight or wherever it's mounted on you, it is attached to the source that is you, and it's attached to the item that you're looking for, which is what's within you. Wake up. We talk a lot about us not realizing our true value, our true self. We were taught long time ago to be afraid. And the minute you're busy being afraid, you're forgetting to explore all that there is. We're told if you don't follow certain rules, you may end up in that H-E double hockey stick place that I would like to say hell. But it's not the case. You are who you are, and all you need to do is figure out how to identify yourself, to properly identify yourself. And I don't mean that image in the mirror. Actually, if you view that and view in your eyes, you will start to look within yourself to see your true identity. Our rights, which we want to talk about today, is to know thyself. Part of our purpose, where our destiny lies, and everything is going to bring us to understanding who we truly are. Not the image or the picture you may have on your wall of you or someone else. Nobody has your message for you. No one can tell you your path. No one could guide you into a place that they are telling you is best for you. You are the only knower of such information. You just don't remember. You have to step up and try to identify who you are. Wake up, open your eyes, see the giant that's within. Learn not to take the body as it is. And I've said many times that we're actually not the body. It is just a vehicle that gets us from point A to point B, or wherever you want to go. The true you, which is the soul, which is the God of all things, the only God, the one that exists, is actually you. You are part of it. You can't dismiss the fact that your finger isn't a part of the body. The smallest finger on your hand is not a part of your body, because it is. And you can rightfully say it is the body. What else is there to explore is for you to find out. And the journey that you must take to find out who you are, that is your rights, your birthright. We've come here from the same place by the same method. We're all connected to the same source. No one has a bigger piece of the pie, and nobody has a smaller portion of that same pie. It's all equal. It's just a matter of how you spend it, what you do with it, how well you cherish it and take care of it. If you're afraid because you're part of a group that tells you to have fear, they have told you a lie. You're not to fear anything, including leaving this planet. You've come here by choice. You're doing, should be doing, what you've come to do. Unfortunately, many of us have forgotten, and others have taken the advantage of guiding you in a path that benefits them, a system. Your journey is for you. If somebody's telling you how it should be, they're making a mistake, because they themselves would have known it's not their duty nor their responsibility to guide you. Wake up. Yes, we do need to do some things to survive. We have to eat. We need shelter. We need good food. We need all these things. But in the midst of it all, we need to know who we are. We're sleeping. We're fast asleep. And in our subconscious mind, when we're not paying attention, somebody's telling us to take a different path. Wake up. If you were fully awake, you would see a completely different universe. You would see yourself as the universe and not see yourself in the universe. The journey that you should be on is the one to discover self. That is within you. You brought it with you. All the information that is required for you to have the best life ever, happy, where it should be, not fear, where it doesn't have a place in you. But someone has taught you, or taught maybe generations before you, how to be afraid. And if you are afraid to step out of your front door and go outside into the streets, then you've missed out on life. You're missing out. You are obligated to know thyself. If we're constantly getting information from others, has probably given away our ability to explore the true self. We talk on this radio a lot, and we talk about knowing or wanting to find out who you are, to find out how to live without fear. That's the enabler. Imagine yourself being the hot air balloon filled with gas and hot air, and you poke a pin in it every day. You can only imagine what's going to happen, so you could see what's happening. Wake up. Wake up to a reality. Wake up to the true self, knowing full well that you're not smaller than anyone else, or vice versa. If you're thinking for 1 minute that the God that you serve has chosen you or your group to be the superior one, you've made a mistake. What part of the body would you consider superior? Doesn't it all work together? We've said this on the radio before, that if there was a conversation between the mouth and the other end, your ass, one would boast of being the most important. But you can see how they have to work together. They have to work as a team, and one will say to the next, I don't want to get next to you because you're bad. but you are so necessary. My point being, we all play a role. We're all part of this universe. We're all connected to it. We are that source that makes this unit function. If collectively we were to identify ourselves, this ship would sail a lot smoother. The one who's going to steer it versus the one who's going to row it or operate the engine and then feed the food to those who are doing all the work, or even to build it, or even to look out for an iceberg or anything that's out there. You're the part of that team. You can't unfairly assume that your role is more important than anyone else's. Without them, then you wouldn't exist, or vice versa. You're not to order yourself to be the superior, the captain of it. If it happens, so be it. But if you're doing that by force, then you're making the ship go crazy, because now you have other people serving you or working for you that is not at their best. Wake up. Wake up and understand. Raise your level. Raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. Know thyself. Know your true strength. This is the conversation that you want to have every day, to understand how to take a journey into discovering you. This is what the program is about. We can't give you all the advice. What we can tell you is that there's more out there. Your part in this role is to step towards understanding it. If you take that step, you will understand it. It'll make you a happier person. Know the truth, and it will set you free. Know thyself. You'll live happy without fear. That fear is driving your favorite car down the road with both feet, pressing the gas and pressing the brakes. I don't know which one would win, but eventually something will give. If you truly know yourself, you'll understand the functionality of life. You'll understand the planets. You'll understand everything about you. You'll understand the science that makes you you. You are the God, so you will know all. When others will tell you about another God that may exist, they will also, you can ask them at any given time. So if this perfect entity or source of yours has made this in his favor, why do we get sick? Did he make us to get sick? Why do we get taken advantage of? Was it a part of the package? Why did he make a group to suffer and another group to excel? Was that a plan from the perfect loving person that you want to talk about, or entity or source? Did they design you to break down? This all-knowing should know all that there is, if this is what they proclaim. How come that child was taken advantage of, or that person got hit by the car, or that rock that rolled down the hill and crushed somebody? Was that a part of the design? You have to know yourself and know who you are. And once you do that, you will know how life works or should be working. You have to understand that if you're being told that you're part of the good team, or you're not deserving of the good team, that isn't the design. That is made up. We want to talk about the rights today, and what are they? Are they actual rights or just privilege? Privileges. Wake up. Wake up and know who you are. Take that step to understand how to live the life you chose before you were in the human body. Know that there's a spiritual existence, a cultural life, all that there is exterior this visible source, the conscious level. And it functions among us. You're never apart from it. You're never separated. You cannot separate from it. It's a part of you. But when you're in the flesh, and of course, we were told many different things, we tend to forget or get misled. But if you were to allow yourself the privilege of learning a lifestyle that is geared towards understanding the truth, which is the absolute, which can never change. Life in itself doesn't end. It cycles. Today we're sitting in a body. Another day after today, we won't be. That's for sure. That's inevitable. as you're here now, you have the ability, but you have the obligation to yourself to know the truth about you. A lot of people, no one can tell you your truth. A lot of people will tell you what they think the truth is, but you have to now understand if they're telling you what I consider false information, they themselves don't know the truth, because the truth is you don't tell another person how their life should be. It's not possible. Understand that you are that universe. You are the creator of all things. We're attached to this one amazing source, and all the answers lies within it. In recent years, we're experiencing, others are saying, stay away from the natural medicines or herb or the healing of your life and take this one instead. And after you start taking that one, you have to get a prescription to take the other one because of the side effects. It doesn't work. There are great things out there, but we're connected to the universe, which cycles everything. And the food that we consume is our medicine, as the medicine is our food. You've heard that. We're part of a universe that exists for eternity, always has been and always will be. You don't check in and check out. You can never separate yourself from it. As you can't destroy energy, you know that already. You're just a constant flow, like the great wave. All the water that's in the ocean or on the planet, that's you. Close your eyes and see yourself floating in the galaxy, the open free air, and understand that it is you. It is one entity, it's one source. Regardless of where you live, who you live with, the only difference is what we believe, and we're being constantly told or convinced or conned, whatever you want to call it, to assume that there's another way. The consistency of the flow that exists is only in one direction for all of it to exist permanently. You are now here with ears and eyes, mouth, emotions, and of course we develop evil thoughts and try to get one up on another. But if you understood your possession, your identity, you will understand that we just choose to exist, and that's what happens. We take it personal. We believe we're not worthy or we're greater than. And this dictate the life we live, that we're living. Look at the world. There's a war going on anywhere you can imagine. Some form of it, not necessarily the physical war, but the, you know, the silent ones are the most dangerous ones, because they linger. If everyone was to take a step to understanding their true self or the role they play, this could not happen. Wouldn't, because you'd all know the truth. You'd all understand. I don't know there's anybody out there trying to hack off their own toes or fingers or legs, arms, whatever. I don't know of that. I'm sure it exists, but I don't know of it. But this is what we do when we choose to put down another group. Another group of people, another part of your body. This is what happened. And we will constantly be fighting because we're not content. We're severed. Parts are missing. The benefit is to understand how the package works in its entirety, to understand how that could be, how amazing that would be, and how it actually does work. You have to know your role. And if you understand who you are and you know your role, then you'll understand the functionality of life. And now you know the truth. Wake up. It's a simple thing. Just wake up. You know, just take a step towards waking up. take a step towards understanding the greatness of life and the privilege you have to be a human being and not to be subservient to anyone. They're slave, they're, you know, the victim to anything or to anyone. This is happening because people don't understand their role. No one was chosen to be the leader. Which of the sand that's on the beach is the most significant? Well, they all are. But why do we subject ourselves to listening to just one or two or three? We're just there. We're just here. We're not to be dictated to. If you're hurting somebody, it means that you are hurting yourself. You're reflecting this hurt onto others simply because you're experiencing pain. If you didn't have to go through that, you wouldn't know anything about doing it. But it's a physical reaction to the emotional pain that you're not willing to admit to, but it exists. And you're lashing out. If you could understand the role that you need to play, then you will see. We are only able to pass on what we are. We're only able to give what we've got. I've said this before. If you don't have a dollar in your pocket right now, it wouldn't be possible for you to give one to me. If you had that dollar and you're a generous person, yeah, you'd give it, you'd pass it on. What if what you've got in the pocket is resentment, fear, insecurity, and weakness? What do you think you're going to be given to others? Or you may bolster yourself or try to camouflage or try to hide it. But that's what exists. We're in you, where the love and compassion and understanding and truth should be, that space is being occupied by something completely foreign. Wake up. Thank you for coming to the show. I had to say all that, get it out there so we can understand. I do hope you follow along. If there's any of it that you are questioning or you don't understand or you want some clarity, well, the answer is within you. But for today, if you wanted to, or any of these days, you could give us a call. You give us, send us a line. You're talking to Barrington and Awaken. Barrington Awaken, thank you for being a part of the show. It took a long time for me to get to thanking everybody from all around the world that supports and listens to the show. Thank you for being a part of it today and every other day that you want to listen or learn how to take the path. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate you being there. Remember, without you, I couldn't exist, and vice versa. If this show wasn't there, you wouldn't probably not hear the information that could lead you into where you need to be for you to truly understand. So welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you a lot for being there. And to all my longtime new listeners and everyone else, welcome home. When I say home, it's bringing you back to the source that you're connected to. And if you follow the steps, you will end up understanding who you are, that I am connected to you as you are connected to us. The one God that exists governs everything that's on this planet. That's actually you. And you don't, you know, don't take that wrong when you start telling others what to do, but to know that you're a part of it, we exist. Welcome to the show, everyone, and thank you for being there. Do we have anything in the way of email, sir?
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, first off, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington, and you can write to us right now, and our email address is InStudio101@gmail.com. That's InStudio101@gmail.com. Denise wrote in off the topic here, Barrington. She writes in, she says, Barrington, do you have any thoughts on Halloween? That's from Denise. Shane wrote in and he wants to know, if we came here by choice, how do we decide that before we're born? That's Shane. And Paula, early on, asks, Someone told me that Mr. Barrington has a book out. Is that true? And Paula wants to know about your book. Back to you.
Okay. Paula, the book is, I don't get a chance to mention this as often as I think I should. Awaken an Ascension Guide. Yes, there's a book out there. You could get it. It aligns you to your true purpose. This is available to you on Amazon. Awaken Ascension Guide by Barrington. And again, it's just an information. I'm sure I've gone through that book many times on the show and the topics that we talk about. But the idea of it is just to give you a footing as to where to start to get to understanding the true self, your true purpose, your destiny. Available to you. Check it out. It's a good read. I like it. It took me many years to put that book together. Many, many years. And I was, because I had no intention of rushing it anyway, and I didn't know when I originally started collecting and getting all this information that I one day would, actually I did know one day I'd put it in a book, but I didn't know when that date was going to be. Available information. It took some time. I hope you enjoy it if you get it. And it is available to you at Amazon. Okay. Denise, I'm going to do that first. You ask about my thoughts on Halloween. It's an activity. It's an event. We all love activities and event, providing we're not hurting anybody. My view on it, it's there. It could be a lot of fun. Is it coming from a dark and devious place like some people suggest or the costumes may suggest? No, it's an activity, and we're celebrating and having a good time. Is there a demonic thing about our lives? No, nothing in a spiritual sense. The demonic thing is all about what we've thought up to be scary and frightening to others. There's not a place that a devil has come from. Everybody has come from the same place. If you listen to some stories, they say God would have kicked the devil out of heaven or something like that. He fell out or tried to protest and he became the bad source. There is no bad seed that originated from the place that we've originated from. Okay, there's no bad seed that have come here, the method in which you've come here. What exists here is what we've created here. The beautiful thing about it is when we go home, you leave it here. Home meaning back into our spiritual existence. There's no demonic thing here. You see it on TV all the time. The devil does this and the devil is your thoughts, or that person's thoughts. There's no clout to it, if you want to use that phrase. There's no strength to it unless you allow it. I was raised with a system that talks about voodoo, Obia we call it, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it talks about the bad spirits and the demonic this and hell that, and it's a figment of somebody's imagination. And if you choose to believe it, then it's real because you've brought it home and accepted it as the truth. Other than that, it's just real because you believe it. And if you were going to cast a spell on me, I would have to give you my permission for that to happen. So nobody's going to go halakazoo or halakazam or hocus pocus and something happens to you. What would happen in that moment is if you gave your permission to accept the verbal diarrhea that they're throwing at you as your truth and you invite that in. Next time somebody tries that or says that, you just flip them the bird and it ends there. You have to have somebody's permission to be possessed. Yeah, but going back, and I'm sorry I went off on that about the my thoughts on Halloween. It's an activity. It's a lot of fun. When we were kids, we ran around and got lots of candies and treats and stuff like that. I don't give out treats at Halloween like I used to, because my kids are old, and I think I was just participating in the activities, watching them dressing up and believing, you know, having a good time. Do I think there's anything demonic about it? No. It's all a made-up thing, and it's an event. You know, something we celebrate, we get together, we have a party, we put on a costume, we hide from our true selves. Some of us don't even have to put on a costume. We're so good at hiding from our true selves. But as my thought and that, it's an event. It's fun. I participate. I love to make weird costumes that I do, you know, like going out dressing up like Peter Pan or things like that, or Anyway, but the point being, it's an activity, and that's my thoughts on it. It's just an activity that occurs. I don't get scared. I don't get, it's just an activity, and people treat it the way they want to treat it. Shane, you wanted to know, how did we decide to come to this planet, or why did we decide to come to this planet? I can't actually answer your why. I can answer why we choose to come here. So the physical experience, it's just to be part of the human being experience. How did we choose? Well, we live in the universe in a spiritual sense without the bodies or the evil parts that we just described. And that's where home is. That is home. And if you're in your house, you're hanging out, let's say in Canada where we are, and you're going to go outside in January, well, you'll put on a jacket. Let's call that jacket the body. The true you says the same. The spiritual side of you is still the same. You lived somewhere else. You reside. You stay there. It's not a heaven, or it's not down there. It's not in the East Coast. Or it's here. It's where you are right now. If you were able to take that jacket off, the true self will stand. When we take off the flesh and put it back down, the true self still stands. And then you come back again. But you did choose. So when you were on the spiritual side, you wanted to be a human being. You made a decision to become, birth into this existence. To the best of my knowledge, that's the only way, right? You know, anyway, so you made that choice when you were home. Like, you made the choice to go out for a walk, but you put on this jacket. So you've made the choice to go for a walk to the store to buy tobacco, I don't know, vodka, whatever, milk, bread. You made a choice to go out there. When you're out there in the middle of January, walk into the store and you're not properly dressed for it, which you should have been, you are going to have to deal with the cold of it, or maybe the distance of the walk or whatever, and the struggling of bringing the weight back home, the food, whatever you've purchased, because you've exposed yourself to the elements that exist. Much like when we're here, we're going to get sidetracked, we're going to get distracted, but it's a body. When you get back home, you take that coat off, you're inside, you're warm, you're good. And you're glad maybe that's over, or maybe the party ended too quick, but you react to it. The point is, when you choose to come here, you had brought a purpose of being here, much like going to the store to buy bread or milk. You have a purpose, something to do while you're in this grocery store. We forgot on the way, of course. Then we go back home and remember, then you have to do the journey again to go get the bread and milk because you still need it. But you made a conscious decision to leave your home to come here to have this experience. The decision was made when you were over there. And by choice, you choose to come here. I do hope it's for more than bread or milk, but it could be just for the observation, for the experience, just for the being, what it's like to have flesh, to have emotions, to have feelings, or bad feelings or good feelings, however you may label them. But you've come from a real source, the only source of love. And it's a state of mind. It's a state, not in the emotion. When you've come here, well, you pick up a whole bunch of other things. You start hating the neighbor, hating your belly, hating the bald head, or the I don't know. You just create these things because you're here. When you go home, they go away. You did make a choice to come here. Thank you for that. We have to go through most of that and explain everything, or not explain, just to give you a view. Where does this information come from? It comes from within, and you can't look outside for any of that information. It's all within. And if you want to get into a source where you can get an understanding of the true self, not to have great wisdom or a lot of money or physique or any of these things. It's just for the fact that you want to be able to know that you have the ability to create all things. Now, if you are journeying into the spiritual existence, the spiritual life, many different methods. Like I said, for me, I like to sit still and see myself in the universe and see how I'm connected to all of it and see how it's reactive and understand that every single part of its existence is within the body that I've, you know, created from the substance that exists here. So we're all a piece of everything. So if you're journeying into understanding or wanting to understand, yes, you will question yourself, but it's a long journey, and it all depends on how long it has taken you to reach where you are today. Or it depends on how much effort you put in. If you got out of your house and you walk for 2 kilometers, well, you're going to have to do the same journey to get back into your house. You may jog back, take a taxi, or I don't know, but you still have to cover what you've put in to create the self that you are now. You have to put in the effort to undo it, if that's your intention. A simple method is the lifestyle. And this is where you feel yourself, you want to be. It's a change of the lifestyle, right? Because what you live in right now, or the thoughts you had yesterday or the days before, what you're hoping to become today or the days after is a change of thoughts and the change of the activities and the mind, maybe friends, neighborhood, jobs. It's, you know, but don't do that. Allow it to happen. In trying to get on that path, you just be. Function as you will, do everything you can, see the lifestyle that you want or the understanding of everything that you want. You see it and you walk towards it as it comes towards you. The distance is now a lot shorter, but you have to understand where you're going and you have to understand the method in which you're going to use to get there. And if it's to get there, to have the wisdom of understanding or to knowing thyself, that's the thoughts that you hold. And as you hold that thoughts of knowing or wanting to know thyself, thyself is being revealed. And you will wake up one day and understand, oh, I'm here. And you understand it and you get it. But you have to put that image in front of you. You have to allow yourself to have that focus in front of you. And it could take days, weeks, nights, minutes, years. But time is irrelevant. You have a destination that you're hoping to get to, a point. When you did leave your house to go to the store, you may have had a checklist that you've lost on the way there. But if you try hard enough, you'll remember every single item that was on that list. We're not willing to do that. It's easier to go home and get another one or call somebody. I do that often. But the point being, you have the ability within yourself to find your true self. In order to get on that path and finding thy true self so you can wake up, it's just by taking a step towards it. Be very clear in your thoughts as to what you're hoping to accomplish, because I swear to you, it's going to come. Whatever you've ordered will get delivered. That's why I say, do not wish ill things on anyone, because the deliverer only has your address. Wake up. Wake up and understand all of that. The journey towards understanding, if that's your will. The biggest question is, what is the truth? What is the truth? How should the world be? Well, you have that answer. That answer is within you. You've brought it here. That's the true self of you. So if you're truly interested in wanting to know the truth, just be. And it will reveal its true identity to you. And you do not necessarily need to ask anyone else to explain their version of the truth. When you understand who you are, where you're going, you will know the truth. The truth will reveal itself. Sadly enough, a lot of us, a lot of people, human beings, don't know that until we've gotten to the get back home. Like, oh, Jesus, I forgot the milk. Not Jesus, he's not there. But holy something, I forgot the milk or the bread or the whatever. So then you make a return trip to go do that. And then we forget again, or we're led elsewhere. You know, there's a bunch of kids playing marbles over there. They look like a lot of fun. Let me go hang out with them for a little bit. And you forget your journey, your purpose. When you return home, everything comes back to you like, oh, that's right. This is, yeah, home meaning the spiritual side. Wake up. Just wake up. Today, sorry about that. I'm going on about all these amazing things. I was trying to tell you how to find your journey. It's a lifestyle. And once you bring that into your life, I want to live this life. Now, be careful in how you say that, because you are also accepting the fact that things aren't going your way. And if you've accepted that and request a change, you have told the messenger, I've accepted the way I am. Just be. And you're constantly asking for this handout while you're saying with the other side of your face, I don't want that handout. I'm good where I'm at. So be careful in how you journey towards enlightenment of knowing oneself. Go gently. I have seen being a part of that as well, how I was so intrigued by the truth and everything else that was on the other side, and how life is amazing. And I went at it head over heels, pardon the expression, and realized after about a year and a half, I didn't identify the physical me in the mirror anymore, because you know the beard grew, the hair is all over the place, because I had neglected the fact that I'm still here. I was smart enough to put on a winter coat, but I've neglected that. So what I'm saying is to be very careful that you are in the physical body. Please maintain that. Please take care of it. Please give it the best care. But you can also venture into understanding the spiritual side. Be mindful that you are here in the body. That happened to me, and I realized I was so busy running towards understanding the whole spirituality and the way to live that I almost forgot that I, yep, I'm in the body. Slow it down, cut the hair, groom yourself, take care of, you know, be a part of everything that is here. You're here. So be mindful that you are in a body, but you can explore the spiritual side. And I've heard a lot of testimonies of the spiritual side. Once you find it, everybody runs towards it, and they forget that they're here. Your family person, your boss, you're an employer, your brother to somebody, a friend to this, your goodness. You have to play that role, because of course our society has become that. But the journey towards your spiritual awareness and spiritual awakening, I tell you, it is fascinating. It is fascinating, and I try to express this to others. My experience of it is fascinating, but because I understand the spiritual existence and the spiritual world and the spiritual side, yes, I'm in a body, I have to be here. And by the way, you're the only one that can actually take care of your body. That information is also within yourself. Yes, somebody could come and dress that cut for you or set that bone because they've practiced in that area, but as to take care of you, take care of the true you. When the happiness inside of you is ignited, you'll be amazed as to the things that you can accomplish. Your job is to take care. That is your right, to take care of the physical you. Learn the food that it needs and the one that's doing this, causing destructions to it. The rest, the water, the whole everything. Your duty is to take care of it. Like somebody has handed you a brand new baby, and you have an obligation to make sure it's fed, groomed, cleaned, rested, warm, all these things. You have to nurture that body for the entire time you carry it as you would a brand new baby, because it's your duty. So how do you do that? Just figure out what the body wants and give it to it, not anything else. Get the mind out of thinking, oh my God, that vodka is good. Because it is, to those who think it is. But you have priority number one is to treat the body the way it needs to be treated. We're talking about rights. No, we're not. We're talking about a whole bunch of spiritual stuff. But today we want to mention about rights. Where do we get our rights from? Did we come with a package that nobody knows about that gave us a list of rights? And why am I better than another person's or vice versa? Do we truly have rights? Where did they come from? Who gave them to us? Was it our leaders, our group, our tribe, our government? Where did your rights that you have? Because I hear people all the time saying, I have rights. And I would always think, well, okay, what are they? Are they applicable to everyone else or just to you? And are you confusing them with privilege? Who gave you those rights? Or what? Because if it was being given to you, the rights were being given to you by the God that we all are, that has created us, then he would have given the same rights to everyone, everything, everyone. The right to live, the right for happiness, the rights to eat. So where did yours come from? Is it the original source or was it made up because we're part of this physical world? Did somebody get in front of us and said, okay, here's the rights. These ones are yours and those ones are yours and you guys can have these ones. And you know, like, who made that up? Where did that come from? And when was it you know, shared out or handed out? Because I think if I was getting a list of rights that said I have to carry the pick and the shovel, I don't know. I probably think I'd choose the pen instead. But where did the rights come from? And are they equal for everyone across the board? Did somebody give them to you? Did God make a list? Because if you look at different countries, they have a list of rights, 10 in some country, 30 in others. I saw one the other day had none and six and so on. And all these numbers are different. So we have to assume that the creator of our universe said, okay, we'll send these rights to that group over there, you know, because how would that work? That some rights are better than others. And usually it's in the favor of the group that's leading the party. And do you actually have the right? Or they just allow you to borrow it and use it temporarily? Because if it becomes inconvenient to the source, then those rights are now revoked, right? Wake up. Do we have anything else there?
Yeah, we have a couple of emails. Kimberly wrote in. She said, that was a really good explanation about Halloween. I know a lot of folks who don't celebrate it per se because they think it's demonic. But Barrington, you hit the nail on the head. Good explanation. That's from Kimberly. Thanks, Kim. Tommy wants to know, so the devil that we think was not kicked out by God from heaven? That's from Tommy. And Andy says, why is it we shouldn't eat meat? If we don't eat meat, I've heard you talk about that before. What's a good source of protein? That's from Andy. Let's see. Fred wants to know, when we do have bad thoughts, what's the best way to get rid of them? And we're back to you.
Okay. What are good thoughts? What are bad thoughts? You see, we struggle with the concept of good and bad. You see, does it exist? Like, you know, I think we're going to talk about meat. I think meat's bad. That's my opinion. But somebody else will disagree with me and say it's good. Therefore, that doesn't exist because you can't have both. We do have a balance. So I've always had a problem with identifying good or bad, because what's good for one person is probably very bad for the other person. But so is it real? You know, like, how does that work? So it's relevant to your opinion. You may think robbing a bank is good. I don't know if the owners of that bank would think it's good. Or I've said before, the lion that ate the zebra, because the lion has done everything that he is supposed to do, and he will say he's done well. He's good. The zebra can't agree with him because you're going to be complaining that somebody ate your uncle. It's relevance to opinion. When you do have a bad thought, how do you identify it as bad? Is it just not applicable to your life? Is it just not applicable to another person's life? One of the easier things for me to do is I want to know if it's good or bad. Yeah, look at it. Does it serve me? Do I think walking into a convenience store and taking stuff out and not pay for it is good? No, it doesn't work for me. That's not my lifestyle. So I would see that as bad, where a lot of people won't. They will see it as good. When you have a bad thought, you have to, if you identify it as bad thought, well, don't think about it. Let it go. Let it go. And the more times you let it go, the less they show up. But again, I struggle with what is good or right or wrong, because what's right for you may not be right for some. That's an old song. Oh. You ask why I don't eat meat and where do I get protein from? The animals get the protein from the grains and then it goes into their flesh. We consume the flesh and we get animals' protein. But there's a lot of other protein, including the ones the animal eat to develop it in their bodies out there in the herbs. Switching or gearing going into meat. Now, why? The question was specifically why don't we're not supposed to. Our bodies are not designed for it. Our bodies, look at our teeth, our digestive system. You know, look at the animals out there that consumes flesh all the time. They don't have what we have, man. They have claws and big fangs and a digestive system that could break all that down. We're supposed to eat what's alive because your body is alive. So you have to put stuff in there that is alive and it continue the cycle. We take an animal or something and it's dead. It is dying or it is dead. The life is out of it and we're consuming stuff. But apart from all of that, don't worry about protein. There's enough out there in everything. Well, you know what I mean. And we don't have to rely on the meat protein. We're supposed to be eating green, healthy food. Not necessarily the color green, but vegetation kind of thing. And protein is not, I'd never heard of somebody who was protein deficient. To change your life to not consume it, it'll take a while because it has taken a long time for you to develop to who you are today. It's a matter of time. And, I've always said in the past, if that's your path, yeah, just pick a day of the week and don't eat any meat. And then you make it 2 days and then make it three. And eventually you slowly adjust the thoughts pattern as you're developing the foods to eat that the body will just love. And there's tons of supplements out there that's going to help aid the body because you should take care of it. Tommy, that's a very interesting question. Did the devil get kicked out of heaven? The loving God that we're talking about would kick someone out? The loving God that everybody talks about is an amazing person who's going to kick out Satan? Well, if he is the creator of all things, good and bad, why didn't he just change his mind? Instead of kicking them out, like, you've got an evil mind, son. Boom. Okay, now we're good. Let's rock and roll as a team. That's a story that was made up, and I hope it's not holding you hostage for the rest of your life. The villains that exist, we've created them here, including the devil. And there's no down there, and I've said it many times. People don't like me saying that. There's no hell down there. The hell is in your mind. It's a state of mind, and equally so is the other place, the heaven they talk about. The best thing to do is to live the life that you have right now. Don't worry about the demons and people casting spells on you. People create cults about it, and they create what they call a religion about it, and they glorify it. But again, it's only going to work on you if you give order or allow it to, if you gave it permission to take an effect on your life. So does the other religious groups out there that says the same thing. Only because you've given them permission to take you, to take the information from you, or you put yours down and start believing in theirs. But your strength and your identity and your supernatural human being is always within you. They could take away the physical sense or restrain you behind bars or put you out somewhere in a bush, but they can't take away the identifiable you, which is the strength that's within you. You have this ability to hold on. They could take all they can, but they can't take you. They can't take the you, the real you. And that's what's amazing. But if you give them permission to direct it into different and convince you this is the way, then you had given them the permission to do that. Do not blame the takers for taking, because you had to give. And they may have introduced fear in you to push out the good belief, if you have a good thought about, bad thought about fear. It was you submitting your permission for them to have an effect. You've heard many times, we've taught people how to treat us. We live in a little bit more civilized society. I want to believe that. So nobody's been, hopefully, treated the way they would have been 200-300 years ago. And we're waking up. We are, as silly as it may sound, we're actually waking up, and we're becoming a lot more tolerant, as we should, because we're starting to respect ourselves more. And in doing that, we're starting to respect others. They may not have, we think some don't have rights. We all have the same right, and it's just to be you. And when you are bolstering yourself about your rights or your privilege, just ask yourself, where did it come from? Maybe the answer will lead you to understand that all of this is just probably made up. It satisfies you, makes you feel great. But if you really want to have a conscious feel of it, put yourself in the other person's or the other group's shoes just for a while, so you can get the yin and the yang balance of trying to understand it. When you're boasting yourself about the ego, try for 1 minute, and you might come up with a simple answer. Sucks to be them, and you're probably, you know, satisfying, answer is satisfying for you, but truly understand, or try to understand, what it would be like if you're walking in the other person's shoes. So we had a discussion just the other day, and I said to somebody, yeah, that's the victim. That's the villain. That's the villain. Let's see if we can understand why that villain is acting like a villain. Was that villain, was that villain a victim at some point? And it'll give you a true understanding of the situation at hand. A lot I could say about that. Today we're talking about rights. We didn't get to much of it. But, you know, you want to understand that we're all created equal. Therefore, we all have must have the same rights. But you live in a society somewhere that is telling you that it's not right that I have 5 and the other person has 3, or I have 20 and they have none. Whatever, the balance is off. That's not nature. Yin and yang is perfectly balanced. Therefore, if you have the rights, somebody else should have the same rights. If they don't, ask yourself, and you can say, well, my God gave it to me. And oh, well, God, the giver, gives the same portion to everybody. Go to the table and cut a piece of that pie, and it's yours. It's equal. They're all equal sizes. So should the rights be. But if you feel it, or you think, or you know. Now, remember, if you do know, and you know it's not right, why are you participating in it? If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's bad and you're doing it, stop doing it. How or where did you get your rights from? We had to go through all of that today because I just had sat here and I wrote it down. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. And I thank everyone for taking the time to send us an email from time to time today, live on the show, as well as the ones that sends it out to our email address. And I appreciate you being there. Happy Halloween. We talked about it today, but I didn't say, if you're Halloween supporting, you believe in it, it's an event, and make it a happy one for everybody, not just for you. If everybody's happy, then it's even better when everyone's happy, as opposed to us taking advantage of somebody else. You have the right to give yourself a new project. You have that. And the new project is to learn how to change the mindset to create the lifestyle that you want. And that note, I appreciate you for being there. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. Remember, the show's repeated on Thursdays at 10 p.m. if you're able, and thank everyone for taking the time to send us an email from time to time. The book is out there, Barrington Awaken Ascension Guide, aligned you to a true purpose. You could pick that up on Amazon. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of the show. And until we talk again, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.